May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, for those who follow rugby, yesterday was not a good day at all for Gloucester Rugby, because Gloucester Rugby lost. But that's not the issue, is it? Because that's the nature of sport. You win and you lose. But the thing is in how they lost yesterday. 90-0. Personally, I did not even know that in rugby, people can score 90 points in 80 minutes. I did not know that was possible until yesterday. And the reaction of the fans, as most people would expect, was of great worry and great concern. Great worry and concern mainly because in 2 weeks' time, Gloucester Rugby will be playing at the final of the European Cup. And it is just wondering if yesterday Gloucester lost by such huge margin, what will happen in 2 weeks' time when Gloucester goes to play for the European Cup at Tottenham Hotspur's stadium. And for this reason, quite a number of fans have been saying loads of things. This is unacceptable. These players are not even worth to pull the shirts off their heads. Something needs to change. The players are not trying hard enough. The management is not doing much. Something needs to change. Whereas there are others who are saying, wait, just let's hold on. Let us support the team as much as we can, because they do need our support for the next 2 weeks. And maybe, just maybe, might be able to bring the European Cup once again to Gloucester. Well, this is not a paid piece from Gloucester Rugby to appeal to Gloucester fans to support them for the next 2 weeks. But I found that quite interesting, looking especially at where we are today in the church calendar. It is a day that people have described in various ways. One of the most interesting descriptions that I've heard of this Sunday, it is a day where we do not have the Godhead present in the world, as it were. That is very debatable, of course. And the argument goes on to say that, of course, we had Jesus here in the world, but he has gone. On Thursday, he was caught up in the clouds. If you noticed, on Thursday, it was a very sunny day. There were no clouds around Gloucester. But anyway, he was caught up in the clouds. He's Jesus. We allow him to do all that. But Jesus was not there. And the Holy Spirit had not come down yet. For some, they tend to think it's a day that the Godhead is not present with us. But the reading from Acts tells us a very interesting story of the disciples of Jesus Christ, his friends, at this particular time as they are waiting for the gift of the Holy Spirit, sat there wondering, what do we do? And Peter, amazing as he was, always came up with this brilliant idea. We need to make a change. We need to make things different. Probably just like the fans of Gloucester, that maybe something needs to change before the big day comes. Because of course they knew that a big day was coming. The promise that Jesus had made was to be fulfilled at some point. But while we wait, let us make a change. There needs to be no vacancy. We are 12 of us. We're now 11, because one of our colleagues, of course, is no longer with us. I do find it quite interesting how the lectionary just takes out what happens to one of their colleagues, and it just jumps that passage and takes us to the next verses. And of course, we do know this other colleague is Judas, who is no longer with them. They want a change. They want something different. But what is really going on here? What is actually happening? You see, the disciples had had 4 years that were really, really interesting before this episode. Some of them were just ordinary people. Actually, all of them were just ordinary people living their ordinary day-to-day lives until this person called Jesus came along and called them and asked them to follow him. They believed that he was the Messiah, the one who was coming to be able to restore the kingdom of God in their land, a kingdom that will be ruled with justice and righteousness. They believed in him. And if what had happened within those 4 years was not enough, the last 2 months before this period was really difficult. They had just walked into Jerusalem to this great reception on Palm Sunday. Great excitement. They had seen prophecy after prophecy being fulfilled right in front of their eyes about this person who was the Messiah. There were some difficult times as well during those last 2 months. Their leader had been killed. One of them had betrayed their leader. One of them was not there anymore. Up and down, just like the up and down season of Gloucester rugby. One day things are good, the other day things are really difficult. But here they were, in the upper room, waiting. And as they waited, Peter came up with this brilliant idea of let's do something. Let's complete the circle. Let's make us 12 again. And of course, for us gathered here today, as we reflect on this passage and as we reflect on what the disciples were doing, quite a few things spring to mind and to me myself. What is it that we might be waiting for this day? And for how long have we been waiting for? And what is our attitude as we wait? Of course, you know, Peter, when Jesus died, he was very quick, not to just sit there, but to go back fishing, to do something in the meantime. We see him here again, as they were waiting for the Holy Spirit, very quick to do something as they were waiting. I wonder what your attitude is as you wait for whatever it is that you're waiting for. Is it one of complaint? Is it one of just seeing the impossibility and the difficulty? Is it one of great joy and encouragement and anticipation? Well, the reality is waiting is not easy. Waiting can be difficult. Wait until you make a telephone call to a service provider and they ask you to select some music for you to listen to as you wait for someone to speak to you. Wait until you're waiting for a bus to come and you have no idea whether it has already passed or it is still coming somewhere. Waiting can be very difficult. So this day, as we wait for the outpouring of the Spirit of God, as we wait for whatever it is in our lives we might be waiting for, I just want to draw our attention to the words of Jesus Christ. The words that Jesus Christ said on the night that he died. In fact, it is a prayer. A prayer that Jesus prayed for his disciples, those whom he knew would be waiting later on. And he prayed a very powerful prayer, in my view. And there are quite a number of things that he mentioned in that prayer that I would want us to reflect upon as we wait in our lives. One of the things that he did say quite a lot in that prayer is that God protect this, my friends. Jesus asked for protection for his disciples, knowing very well that as they will be waiting, as they will be living in this world, it will be difficult, it will be challenging. But Jesus prayed for protection. So as you wait, may you gain strength from this fact that Jesus prayed for your protection. He also prayed that their joy may be made complete in Jesus Christ. As we wait, may we know the fullness of God's joy in our lives. He did pray that we will be set apart, sanctified by the truth. That as we wait, we will not get disillusioned. That as we wait, we will not lose perspective. That we will not lose our focus. That we will maintain integrity and be rooted in the truth. Set our eyes on who Jesus is, what Jesus has done, and what the truth is. And the thing that most surprises me in his prayer is that he did not pray that his disciples would be taken out of the world, but they may be protected in the world, that as they remain in the world, they will still know the presence and the protection of God. He did not pray that they may be taken out of the situation that they will be facing, but they may be strengthened through the situation that they are facing. So this day, as we gather here, we might be feeling, like I described before, a day where we do not feel the presence of God with us. Jesus has gone back to heaven. We are waiting for the Holy Spirit. In terms of the Father, we're not really sure where he is, but he's just with us. You might be feeling as if God is not present in your life today. You might be waiting for something, and you maybe might have been waiting for something for a very long time. I pray that you may know the love of God, and I pray that these words of Jesus Christ may give you strength to keep waiting. That Jesus pray that God may protect you, that you may know the fullness of his joy, and that even in that difficult situation, you may know his presence. Let us wait, as the Holy Spirit of God shall be outpoured to us. Amen.
We are able, can we please stand and confess our faith together? We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We sit for our intercessions.